after holidays. I gotta tell you the truth. So I'm gonna say something. Yeah, I'm gonna say something.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Giving Him praise. Say it. Just know this morning, church, God does not need us. We need Him. And He is worthy of all the glory and all of the honor. And He is worthy to be praised. God wants all of you and all that you have. He doesn't just want a piece of you. He wants all of you. He doesn't want a part of your life. He wants all of your living.
Say it.
He's not satisfied just because you don't sin like you used to. He wants you to serve Him like you should. He wants all of you and all that you have. He wants you to be a living sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
I know many of us have given a lot, and some of you have given even more. I know there are some who have gone the extra mile and made the sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
And yet, the Word of God declares that God wants more.
Yes, sir.
Hear me this morning, church. All of us, and when I say all of us, I mean all of us, have shortchanged God. Young and old alike. So don't sit there and act all holy, because all of us have cheated God. If the book was open this morning, we would all come up short. For the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My brothers and my sisters, the message to you this morning is that God's goodness is greater than our obedience.
Yeah.
God has done more for you than you have attempted for Him.
That's right. Yes, sir.
God has been more faithful to you than you have had faith in Him. He trusts us more with His stuff than we trust Him with our lives.
Yes, sir.
He has put more in our hands then we are willing to give back to Him.
Come on now.
God wants all of our beings and all that we have.
That's right.
There's a song that says, whatever you need, God's got it. But I came to tell somebody this morning that whatever you have, God wants it. I don't care how much you have or how little you possess. God wants it.
Yeah.
I don't care if you live in a mansion on a hill.
Come on.
Or you live in a shack in the hood. God wants it.
Yeah.
You can have a PhD or you can have a GED.
Yeah.
You can drive a Mercedes or you can ride a bicycle.
Right.
Whatever you have, God wants it. Whatever you, whoever you are and whatever you have, God wants it. He wants you to be a living sacrifice. He wants all of you and all that you have. Can I get a witness in here this morning? That's the the message of the text. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Paul gives us guidelines for living as a redeemed people in a fallen world. We are to give ourselves to Christ as a living sacrifice. We are, as believers, are to be devoted to God. Listen to that word, devoted. You know what things we're devoted to. One spouse is devoted to the other spouse. Parents are devoted to their children. But God wants us to be devoted to Him. Everything we are and has to be dedicated to the worship and service of God. Well, Paul is telling us we need to do more. We need to do more than we have done. We have given far less than what God deserves. My brothers and my sisters, we all have to do better. What you have done and what you are doing is not enough.
Yeah.
It may satisfy you, but it may not satisfy God.
Yeah.
It may impress others, yet it may not please God.
Yeah.
It may give you a thrill, yet God may be disappointed. God wants all of you and all that you have.
Yeah.
He wants us to be a living sacrifice. I know some of you are tired, and I know some of you are weary, but guess what? God wants more. I know you have to deal with stress and you work under pressure, but guess what? God still wants more. I know some of you sing in two choirs and you serve in three ministries and you come out to the church two and three times a week, but guess what? God wants more. This world and everything in it is going to pass away. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We are not to conform. We are not to emulate. We are not to fashion ourselves after this world. We are not to follow the fellowship of this world. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Church, we must refuse to compromise our principles. Our example should be clear for others. We must live holy for Jesus. Folks shouldn't have to wonder if we are a Christian or not. And so the text tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This world seeks to destroy our Christian heritage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This world seeks to deconstruct our faith. This world seeks to reconstruct our values. This world seeks to undermine our identity in Christ. But the world will not prevail against the church because we already have the victory in Christ Jesus. You are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind before we came to Christ. Now, this is supposed to be before we came to Christ. Our minds were carnal. Before we came to Christ, Satan had blinded our minds. Before we came to Christ, our mind had become full of vanity and emptiness. But thanks be to God, there was a Savior that came into our lives and our minds have been renewed. Do we have any renewed minds in here this morning? Thanks be to God. that a Savior came into our lives and our minds were transformed by the image and presence of Jesus Christ. We thank God that we don't act like we used to act. Thanks be to God, we don't talk like we used to talk. Thanks be to God, we don't walk like we used to walk. Thanks be to God, we don't live like we used to live. We are a changed people with a changed mind because now we have the mind of Christ. We are a new creation and we have been transformed. And because you have been transformed, you can say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. And because you have been transformed, you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
Because you have been transformed, you can walk with the Lord. Because you have been transformed, you can sing. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because you have been transformed, you can say, I am standing on the promises of God. And because you have been transformed, you can say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you haven't done all that God requires of you, what you've done in the past is insufficient. What you did yesterday is not good enough. Some of the stuff that you have been doing all your church life does not measure up. God wants all you have and all that you are. He wants you to worship and he wants you to praise him. He wants your song and he wants your service. He wants your heart, church. He wants all of your being and all that you have. Your life is to praise God and to please God. It's all about God, church. This ain't about you and this ain't about me. The church ain't about us. The choir is not singing to you or for you. They are singing for the glory of God. You see, in this place, God gets the glory in this place. We are gathered in this place to worship our Lord, our God, and our King in spirit and in truth. We are gathered up in here this morning to give him honor, to give him glory, and to give him praise. Do I have a witness up in here this morning? Did anybody come in here this morning to give him honor, to give him glory, and to give him praise? This gathering is not about us and our feelings this morning. It's all about God and his darling son, Jesus Christ. Paul says, present your bodies. He didn't say anything about receiving. We came this morning to worship God in spirit and in truth. We came in here this morning to give God praise. We came in here this morning to thank him for all that he has done for us. I don't know about you this morning, but I am blessed. I am blessed to be here this morning. I am blessed and I am stress-free. I am blessed just knowing and understanding that it is not about me, but it is all about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Paul says present, which means to give. Some of us try to impress, but we never present. We try to play the crowd without bowing down to the Christ. We do all we can do to be seen, but we don't mind if we never see Jesus. We put our money in the basket and we carry our Bibles up under our arm. But this thing is not about impressing, church. This thing is about presenting. It's about presenting. Don't just lay your all on the altar, but lay yourself on the altar. Don't just give God your problem. Let him know that you are at his disposal. Don't just ask him to lay his hands on you, but tell him, use